now I think I'm going to run for governor in the state in which I live. Why not? Some other talk show host plans on doing it. Eesh. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalenge and Karen DeFalco.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is comedian Dylan Brody. It's Dylan's third time on the show. Dylan is back to chat with both me and with Kara, and he is going to tell us about his new special, Driving Hollywood. Dylan has a very interesting sense of humor, a very interesting perspective, and it's always fun to chat with Dylan Brody. Then it will be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by the types of jobs people quit the most. Are you thinking about marching in and saying, that is it, I am out of here, here is my parking pass, here is my pass key, I've had enough of this place? Well, we have that list, so you may want to check to see if your job is on that list before you go in and quit this week. Then, spoiler alerts. We've talked about this before. When is it appropriate to say what happened on that favorite show? Oh my goodness, did you see who died on the walking whatever last night? Well, it's different now because people don't watch things when they actually air, and so you can become ostracized and embarrassed on social media and be banished to some place where you don't want to be. We will have the story. We start things off this week with the story from earlier this week that former comedian and current talk show host Joe Piscopo may be running for governor in the state of New Jersey. Oh, my. Chris Christie cannot run again. Term limits, and his approval rating is at -16%, so I don't think he would win anyway. So in the great state of New Jersey, the state in which I was born in and currently live, we have on the Democratic side this guy named Phil Murphy, who was this big hedge fund guy and then was an ambassador in the Obama administration. 50 years old, retired, a couple of $1 billion in the bank. What do you do? Well, maybe I'll buy myself a gubernatorial seat. It's happened already in New Jersey when John Corzine pretty much bought his way into office back in 2000. Well, that's one thing if you have a lot of money laying around and you're not working anymore. But a nice guy, but what qualifies Joe Piscopo to be governor of the Garden State? Nothing. He was on Saturday Night Live back in the 80s, and he currently hosts a morning radio show in New York City. He's pretty good at it. Does that qualify him to be governor? I don't think so. We've had talk before in New York where talk radio hosts, guys that did political talk, were eventually going to run for office in New Jersey or New York, and normally they don't do it because they can't win. But since Donald Trump won the presidency, and even before that, when Arnold Schwarzenegger won the gubernatorial race in California and Jesse the Body Ventura did the same in Minnesota, are we now getting to the point where this becomes a popularity contest? It's like running for prom king or prom queen. Do we not look at qualifications anymore? Do we just look at celebrity dumb? It's going to be interesting to see who runs for president in 4 years, is it not? Because it's been shown that as long as you can drive publicity and get yourself on TV, you can win high office. Donald Trump won the highest office in the land and perhaps in the world only a couple of short months ago. But when it comes to a guy deciding, you know what, I was a stand-up comic, and then I was on Saturday Night Live, and then I didn't really do much, now I have this radio show, and now I'm going to be governor, what qualifies him for that? He describes himself as a lifelong Democrat, but now he's an independent. He can't run as a Democrat because this guy Murphy has all the money, so he's going to run as a Republican. Oh, that's terrific. So if you're a lifelong Republican in New Jersey, are you going to vote for this guy because he might feign to be a Republican on his morning radio show? Or just because he can't win as a Democrat, so he's going to run as a Republican? Does it matter that little anymore? Aren't there any statesmen, people that really believe in what they are doing and what they're fighting for? Where is Mr. Smith Goes to Washington? Where is Jimmy Stewart nowadays? We don't have them. We don't have many people that really run with honor and run with desire and run with purpose. Because now, political office means nothing more than being on Access Hollywood one night. Stay with us. Dylan Brody is next. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart, virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. A show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. For the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and serves the Mets, try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute. Transport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a streetlight. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.